When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
People, this is Jonathan coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. If you have not, do me a favor and download the iHeartRadio app and type in 99.7 space The Heat, DAHEAT, Miami. And when you do that, you will pull up the number one station on iHeartRadio. In my humble opinion, you play the best music in hip-hop, R&B, pop, EDM, all day, every day. When you listen to our station, which the head of our programming is DJ Wes Will, trust and believe you me, you will be thoroughly impressed. Tonight, we're on the Music Hypebeast podcast. Just to let you know, Music Hypebeast has over 25 podcasts. We have 7 shows charting in the top 200 on Apple right now. The Music Hypebeast podcast is one of those. All Money's Legal. We Built Different. Better Yourself. Release Radar for Hip Hop. We are the number one independent podcast network, period. We have real numbers. We are charting. We have a real audience. We are the biggest to do this independent. When we interview people, we don't just interview people. We broadcast their journeys, their pain, their passion, their ups, their downs, the dark, the light of their story. Because it's important. Today, I'm talking to an artist slash entrepreneur slash humanitarian slash hometown hero, T-Easy. And when you hear the different elements of his story, you will really, truly come to appreciate why this young king is special. I'm honored, super honored to be having my brother T-Easy on the Music Hypebeast podcast. T-Easy, what's good, fam?
Easy, what's the word, man? I appreciate you for having me, man. How you feeling tonight?
No doubt, man. Living the dream at the highest level. You already know.
It's a blessing, man. That's a blessing. Thank you again for having me.
No doubt about it. Let's jump right into it. When you read that article on the MusicHypebeast.com website that we made for you, how did it make you feel?
Oh, it made me feel welcome. It definitely made me feel focused and in game time.
Definitely. And when you read things about yourself, you know, as far as like that in depth, you know, about your talent, your abilities and your future, man, like how does that make you feel about your decision to pursue music?
Just reassured what I'm doing, my belief in myself and where I'm trying to go in my life with my destination, my achieve my dreams and my goals. Mm. Just reassuring that I'm on track.
Definitely. I want to tap into this. Explain to the audience in your own opinion and thoughts, like what. Describe the relationship you had with your parents coming up. Like, what was it like?
It was a great relationship. I love my mother. I love my father. I feel they did the best that they could do for me, give me a great life, the best that they could possibly do. And it was a great relationship. Still have a great relationship. I thank God he's still in my life. I thank God that he's still alive. And that's the best way I could describe it.
And what were some of the overall lessons that you learned from them that helped you be where you are today?
I learned a lot of lessons, but the most one I can think of right now, don't be a follower, be your own man and stick to your guts.
Mm-hmm. When you think about some of the things that you saw coming up, like how did that impact you? Like break down to the audience some of the things you saw coming up that influenced you or just, you know, made you think about life at a deeper level.
I'm from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. From Lincoln Place. Connected in Utica, and I seen good things, I seen bad things. Well, people who may consider bad things for drug dealing, murders, police harassment, also good things as well. So I don't just want to make it seem like it was all hell. Seen great things, my friends, family do things for them, their own children, all of us other kids on the block and the community. They always try to make us all feel like one tight, just a knit community. So seeing things good, bad, ugly, and different, it just helped me build character. And also sometimes I could see something that maybe considered a negative, and that negative could drive me to be positive in the sense of that's I know I don't want to be that when I grow older. So that could be the fuel to my fire to work hard and pursue whatever I chose to do in life, because I don't want to become crackhead. I don't want to become homeless. I don't want to become a criminal. I don't want to do a long jail bid. So things in that nature, I could see a negative instead. A negative can lead me to a positive.
Let me ask you about this. Coming up in Crown Heights, you know, who were some of the people around your neighborhood that really like encourage you to be like, kind of like really like influence you to the point where you felt like, you know, like they supported you in the efforts of being a better person or like pursuing your dreams? Kind of like who were some of the heroes or the people that you looked up to just around the block?
But first and foremost, my mother, my father, my brothers, shout out my family. It started from home first. And then outside the home, shout out to the old God bless dead Winslow. Shout out to Crumb. Shout out to Vogue. Shout out to Freddie. Shout out. These people, your audience might not know who I'm speaking of, but I know these people, and these people, real people, they hear this, they know themselves. And I wanted to say names instead of just saying the OG or the, I want to be specific and give these people their flowers. And I tell them that in real life, outside of just an interview, so they already know how I feel and how I hold them and endear them into my heart. So the neighborhood, yes, definitely. These people help mold and shape me as a young man growing into a man.
Definitely. Through your high school years, like, how did hip-hop play a role in your life during your high school years?
Well, hip-hop was everything, man. Hip-hop was everything. Shout out to Jay-Z, Diplomats, 50 Cent, who else? Lauryn Hill, Nas, DMX. I was in high school, so I'm thinking of the people in high school. Ja Rule, not going to front on Ja Rule at all. Ja Rule made me grow braids. Hip-hop was very influential for me. Jay-Z made me get both my ears pierced. Things in that hip-hop was always big, big influence for me. If my favorite rapper did something, I wanted to do it too. Nelly, in front of Nelly at all. I didn't get a Band-Aid on my face, but Nelly definitely was influential as well. These guys.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
was popping. Shout out to Eve, even though she's a female, she ain't made me go get paw prints on my chest or nothing like that, but I did resonate with the message that she was kicking her music. I like to say names because I like to give people their flowers, and I'm not that type of person. I don't have a problem showing love at all, so I like to say names so you know exactly who I'm speaking of. I don't want to just be broad. I want to be specific. So yes, hip hop and high school, definitely. Those artists that I name in groups as far as the Locks, Diplomat, G-Unit, Rockefeller, Rough Riders, they had a big influence on me in hip-hop. They had a big influence on me during my high school years. Maybe kind of the reason probably why I got kicked out of my first high school, but still, nevertheless, they had an influence on me, a major influence on me.
When you think about being an MC, is one thing, but being an MC from New York, explain to the audience just so they can understand, like, you know, what really is that like? Like, what's the, just the culture like? What's the air like? You know, what is the whole vibe when you say, I'm an MC, but I represent New York, especially what you represent, you know what I'm saying?
So the vibe, it's in New York, you know, the music changes. The music, when I fell in love with music, it was more lyric driven. Like, you had to be nice. Like, your words had to move a crowd. Not the beat carried you over. Not if you had a dance to your record that made people connect with it. It was lyrics. I grew up loving lyrics, and at that time fell in love with hip hop. Still love hip hop to this day. But when I fell in love with it, lyrics was more of a priority. I don't know if lyrics is still a priority in 2024. Not saying that there are not people out there that still don't hold lyrics to a high regard. I don't know if lyrics still hold the same weight as it once did. But in New York, it was lyrics. If you could move a crowd with your lyrics, going into a cypher, and if you could wow the cypher with your lyrics, no beats, hold it, acapella, it's just you and the words. The lyrics had to move the crowd, had to make people make an ugly face, react to it, grab you, jump up and down. That's.
Do you feel, well, let me say this. Explain in your own words your viewpoints on the state of hip-hop in New York City. Like, what does it look like to you?
I think the state of hip-hop in New York City is fire. You got A Boogie's killing, Ice Spice killing, Cardi B killing, Fabio Foreign killing. And the list goes on. Chef G, Home from Jail, Sleepy Hollow, they doing their thing. The list goes on. It's a lot of talent in New York. I know for a little time, it seemed like hip-hop wasn't that thriving like that in New York. Shout out to Pop. God bless the dead Pop Smoke Reed. He breathed life back into New York. He gave that. He did that for New York. I love it. Me personally, I love it. I love it. I love the different sounds coming out of New York. Shout out to Cash Cobain. With Sexy Drill. I love it. Me personally, I love it.
Break down to the audience, the Music Hypebeast audience, your where does your music fit in hip hop? Like, what void do you think it fills?
I feel my music, the void that it fills, I feel like I'm like the bridge, like between the new school and that classic era feel of hip hop. I feel like my music is the void. Like I'm relatable to the person, a 9-to-5 parent, and also the people living in the underworld. So it's like I feel like I'm a bridge. I definitely feel like I'm a bridge, and I feel like my special power will be like I have the ability to create various kinds of music and dip into any genre of music. And I don't feel like everybody can do that. That's why I call it a special power. I feel like I'm the middle child of hip hop. I'm a relatable person. And at the same time, I'm a person that you can still draw inspiration from. I feel like that's unique. And I feel like that's my gift to the game.
Definitely. Let me ask you this. There are a lot of people who pursue this particular lifestyle. Very few people actually get it done and make it a career. Less than 5%. This is a very dangerous, a risk business. Make no mistake. You can lose your life. You can invest a lot of money, nothing in return. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's just so up and down. Why do you feel, and I want you to think about this, and you could definitely expound on this, because this is not a short answer, but I really want you to break down to the audience, you know, why do you feel that you can take this where to the next level?
Strictly off of my belief in myself and my passion and love for music, to the point that I may be delusional to someone else, but in my mind, in my heart, the passion that I have, this is simple. I know you're probably looking for a long, drawn-out answer, but this one right here is simple. It's strictly passion and love.
Well, I would like for you to dive. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I would like for you to dive into, and just so people can really understand it in a more detailed way, like talk about some of your characteristics that, you know, give you that kind of confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a lot of skills, bro. You're very talented.
Thank you. Well, things that build that character, I've been pursuing music for a while and going through different things as far as the open mic showcase circuit and perfecting my craft as a performer, selling music before we all went to digital and there was still CDs, and selling music out the trunk of the car, and going to high school and having my mixtape and selling it and giving it out for free. If a person didn't have money just because I just want them to hear the music, and that meant more to me than a couple of dollars that I was charging for it. I want you to hear this music. Going, buying studio time in different studios throughout the city to attend. Finally figuring out, like, let me invest in a studio myself, in my home studio. I can record anytime, any day, at any moment, versus having to book a studio time and wait for availability to be open again to a studio to express myself through the art. And just going through different people that come in and out of your life pursuing this music. I've been through pause, but I've been through a lot of people on this journey, and I fell in love with the journey.
When you look at yourself as a whole, as an artist, what about your music game needs to improve for you to be a better artist?
Business. The creativity, I could do that in my sleep, literally. Like, literally, I don't just say that to just say it. Like, I could lay down and lyrics come to my head, or wake up out of sleep and have a new song concept or thought, or just, and maybe it really got to be that deep. It could just be a bar. So that's when I say in my sleep, that's literally. But as far as the business side, because this is a business, it's more than just the creativity. So this is a business. So I would say business.
Definitely. Right now, first of all, I want to say your song 7 Days, people. The number 7 in DAYS is spinning on 99.7 The Heat Heavy. So that's key. I want
to
say
shout
that
out to 99.7 Heat, showing that love. The T-Easy 7 Days featuring Fred Nice, produced by TaylorMade Beats.
And don't forget to drop that iHeartRadio on there, man. That's important.
Absolutely. Shout out to 99.7 and iHeartRadio. So I appreciate all the love and the support.
We're on that heavy. And here's the thing, right? Like, you know, upgrading the sound, you're going to Dolby Atmos, Spatial Audio, that'll be dropping next week. So that's big. you know, when now with technology and artificial intelligence, it's so important now. You got to have the best optics, the best visuals, the best music. You got to really build a fan base out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, gone are the days of just faking it. You feel me?
Right.
So what's some of the things that you want to get that you want to get accomplished going into next year that you haven't gotten done yet?
I would say just keep building supporters one by one. Just keep building supporters one by one and learning more and more about the business. Excuse me, pardon me. Learning more and more about the business side of the music business. And that's my goals for closing out 2024, going into 2025. God willing, we all be here to still here to do it. So that would be my goal. Just keep building supporter one by one, brick by brick, layer by layer, and learning more of the business side and becoming more business, increasing my expertise.
Spell out your artist name as it is on streaming sites so everybody can go stream your product, bro.
Yes, man. Come stream. Come rock out with your boy T-Easy. That's T-Easy. 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 And you can get at me on my website at teasy.com. At T-Easy.com. T-Easy.com. One-stop shop.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. My social media, my handle, my YouTube handle. Subscribe to the channel. Become a supporter. Come rock out with your boy.
Definitely. What have you enjoyed about working with Radio Pushers thus far and the podcast interviews you've had thus far?
We still fresh and we still new, but what I like so far is that the communication. I'm big on communication, and in this our second interview, I was hoping to chop it up with my homegirl, Zoe, right? Zoe Rose Gold. I was looking forward to chop it up with her, but everything happens for a reason. So it's all
We're gonna light it in for next week.
Yeah, so it's all love. Love is love, man. But yeah, we still fresh. We got a lot of work to do. I'm really focused on execution. So for me, you're not going to hear me like jump for joy in the beginning. I want to get the work done. I'm about getting the work done. So when the work get done and we executing and we are checking off all the check boxes, everything on the to-do list, that's when excitement comes from me. But until then, I'm focused. So I'm more stuttered.
All love, respect. Any final shout outs you want to give anyone thus far?
Absolutely. I want to shout out you, my brother. I want to shout out you for the millennial general. I want to shout out you first and foremost for creating this platform, giving myself and other talented artists out here the opportunity to get on their business and to take their game to the next level. I definitely don't want to overlook you. Start first and foremost with you. I shout you out before God. Of course, God, definitely you. Radio Pusher TV, 99.7 The Heat. iHeartRadio, my team, NGNG Records, Next Generation. And of course, man, most importantly, every supporter, every person that's listening to this right now live, we're going to check this out on the playback. Thank you for your ear. Thank you for your time. And I hope to be a part of your heart. And that's it.
No doubt, man. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being
Brooklyn. Brooklyn, my fault, man. Brooklyn, all the time. Brooklyn, my fault. Can't forget about the credit. Never. Brooklyn, New York City. My fault, brother. That's now I really mean it. That's it.
No doubt about it, man. Well, listen, there's a red button on your screen. Make sure you hit that button so you can leave the studio. And give out your Instagram handle real quick so people can follow you on IG.
Absolutely. It's T-E-Z Brooklyn. T-E-A-Z-Y Brooklyn. B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N. All one word. T-E-Z Brooklyn. T-E-A-Z-Y B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N. T-E-Z Brooklyn. Get at me, man. Follow me, I follow you back. Talk to me, I talk to you back. Love is love.
All right, there you go. Another journey in the books on the Music Hype Beast podcast, man. Peace and love, T-Easy. Let's get it.
Easy. Love, my brother.